in a rental car an hour out of Dogtown.
Oh, thanks for coming. I was kind of worried that, what with the new job at Boston
and all. That I'd miss the wedding? Sarah and John, I wouldn't have taken the job if I couldn't be your old maid of honor.
You're either lying or stupid.
I'll plead the fifth.
Oh, I got the gown. We're just checking the final fit.
Oh, what color is it?
It'll start out white, and then during
liar,
the reception,
liar.
It wouldn't stop that.
Pants on fire.
It will become pale. Palest hint of pink, and then slowly it'll darken until deep, gorgeous rose.
Oh, honey, it sounds gorgeous.
You hate it. You think it sounds cheap.
No, I don't. Oh, hell, hold on. My boss is calling.
Ronnie, I was looking over my monthly reports. Where are you?
I'm in Kentucky for my cousin's wedding. I put the request in your inbox, like you said.
Oh, right. What was that?
A cow, ma'am. Crossing the road, ma'am.
Oh, sounds big.
They are bigger before they cut them up and put them into packages. Ma'am, I did track down that call.
Which call?
The man from Troy who wanted to know if we had his family papers. It doesn't exist. The call was a fraud.
Good work, Ronnie.
Ma'am?
Yes?
What were the Marines doing on Troy?
Well, Ronnie, there's a war on.
Oh, but they were evacuating Troy before it fell, like they knew it was going to be attacked.
There was no evacuation of Troy. It must be some error. But good work on that prank call, and get that report to me on Monday.
That was weird.
What was weird?
My boss. Anyway, the dress sounds beautiful. And besides, you're the prettiest girl in town.
Oh, no, that is so not true. If it was, I'd have been prom queen or something.
You know, Leona Philpott was a very special case. If you'd broken your neck diving into a pool and were in a wheelchair bravely undergoing spinal column regeneration...
That's all I had to do to be homecoming queen.
Better to light a candle than curse your darkness, Sarah John. A little initiative.
Gotta go. Now you drive straight to the church for the rehearsal dinner, okay?
Okay.
And then we'll fit your old maid of honor dress.
I can't wait.
See you.
Start tomcatting around.
She's already got names picked out for our kids. Caleb, Tamara, and Aaron Marie.
Caleb?
Excuse me?
Ronnie. Oh, God, I didn't hear you come in.
You leave Sarah John at the altar, Jason Gatlinburg Pope, and I'll tell your mother what you and Dale really did last year in New Orleans. And Sarah John, too.
Ronnie.
Marion Haste.
Nick, don't.
Repent at leisure. And if you don't mind, this conversation didn't include you.
Ronnie,
anything that hurts my cousin involves me, thank you.
Really? Ronnie, this is my friend Nick.
But I don't care for your choice of friends, Jason.
Nick, this is Sarah John's cousin,
it's
Ronnie.
It's his choice of wives that's the issue here.
That is none of your damn business.
From Boston.
You marry now, you leave her later.
Who oh, Jason isn't gonna leave her.
That sure is a nice dress, Ronnie.
Jason's gonna be a good boy.
Oh, man, there's your southern girl, Jason.
Nick, please, I don't want to get Ronnie all riled
too
up.
Too late.
Bossy, interfering.
I hear my mom calling.
Self-righteous know-it-all.
Who the hell?
It's all my favorite people!
Oh, hi, Sarah John.
How are you doing?
Didn't you and Jason have your first kiss right here in this room?
Mm-hmm. Mama was cooking dinner downstairs. Oh, can still remember it?
Hold still.
Oh, God. I'm so sick of this dress and this wedding. We should have eloped.
Well, there's still an hour.
So, what'd you think of Nick?
How much I'd like to see him sucked into a combine.
What? Why?
He was provoking me.
I was sure you'd hit it off. That's why I paired you two up.
You what?
Ow! Watch your pins!
Well, hold still then.
God, I just want people to have a good time.
Ugh, damn it.
Ronnie!
I'm sorry. Oh, hi, Ms. Lawson. You're working late.
Just clearing up some paperwork. Ronnie, you just got a priority message from Fleet, a response to a query you sent from this office to a Marine Lance Corporal Gopi.
A message? Can you forward it?
What is this about, Ronnie?
He was on Troy during the evac.
There was no evacuation of Troy. Millions died.
Oh, but there was an evac. Not of everyone, but remember the guy with the family papers?
He was a fraud. You determined that.
But the Marines really were on Troy, ma'am.
That's enough. You are not to waste this office's resources. Your inquiry is closed.
But ma'am... Oh, damn it.
Your dress is very pink.
Thank you. Your uniform is very crisp.
So Jason, my friend who doesn't want to wreck your cousin's life, says you look...
Look, all he has to do is keep his mouth and his zipper in the upright and locked position.
A lot of guys get cold feet right before a wedding.
It's not his feet he's worrying
about. He has to feel like he chose.
But you don't even know...
If he feels trapped, if he feels like he got suckered, she's going to pay for that for the rest of her life. Someone has to show him the way out.
You're right.
And he has to see himself choose to walk up to that... What?
I said you're right.
I am?
And don't get all cocky about it.
Yes, sir.
What in the world?
Sorry to interrupt everyone's dinner, but I have an announcement. Just gotten word that the fleet base at Reach, the Covenant, Reach is gone.
Oh, my God. Reach is only 11 light years from Earth.
10.5, yeah. There's nothing left between them and us.
Careful, that's a tombstone. Easy to trip over in the dark.
I'll remember that.
This here's the Licklider Miller Cemetery. That side of the mountain used to be Licklider, and this side was Miller's.
I'm shipping out in 11 hours, and you brought me to a cemetery?
Oh my God, I wasn't even thinking. Oh, when I was in high school, this is where we used to hang out and drink beer.
Well, pardon me, miss. Is this tomb taken?
No, sir. Sit right down.
I don't mind if I do.
You know, when they said glassed, I used to think of this vast plain of green glass, miles deep, beautiful. I mean, I know it doesn't really look like that, but...
Well, you're kind of like that. You've got this hard glass outside. You don't let people in, do you?
Brought you up here, didn't I?
Yeah.
Well, people used to do more than just drink beer up here, you know.
Oh, did they?
You know, guys would bring their girls up here and...
Oh. Ronnie.
Yeah?
What about your dress? Yeah. Grass stains and stuff.
It's a bridesmaid's dress. Oh. No one ever wears them again.
I guess they don't.